Hello there, lovely. Is this your first time here? I thought so. How lovely it is to see a new face around here, especially someone as handsome as you, sweet cheeks. Anyway, welcome to the Milk Milker Cafe. How many seats do you require, sir? Just one? Oh, a handsome man like you? Here all by yourself? Oh, baby. Well, you're going to need a little more attention today from me, aren't you? That is, if you don't mind the extra company, of course. Come and follow me, cutie. I'm gonna take you to your seat. Just right over here in the corner, all nice and quiet, especially for you. I do notice that you seem to be a busy man walking in with that attractive suit and a laptop on hand, so you get the best seat in the house. How is that? Is it a good spot for you? Or would you like to be moved to somewhere else? Perfect. Here is your menu, sweetheart, if you want to take a little look at it. Oh, I should probably also introduce myself to you. So my name is Pamela, as you can see on my name tag here. Or you can even just call me Pam if you'd like, honey. Or if you're feeling a little more spicy, you can call me Mommy, and I'll be even more happy to answer to that. So, I will be your assigned MILF tonight. My job is just to take care of you, make sure everything is fine, so if you need anything at all, you know you just need to call on me, and I'll be right over in no time. Does that sound good, honey bun? Great. Well, since you're such a busy man, I'll leave you to get to work. And yeah, once again, welcome to the MILF Cafe. And I hope you have a very good first experience with us. Are you okay, sweet cheeks? You seem to be blushing, dear. Oh my, you're just so cute. Oh, I just want to squeeze your cheeks. Oh. What was that? Yes, my dear, you heard it right. This is the MILF Milker Cafe. You didn't realize? What did you think I was saying? Oh, you must not be from around here then, because this place is very known. Any other cafes nearby? Yeah, of course there are other cafes down the street, but they aren't open late like we are. I think we are the only place open at this time. So, if you need a quiet place at this hour to do work, I believe this establishment is your only option right now, honey. But I don't think that's a big issue, right? Unless you think you'll be distracted with all these MILFs and their voluptuous bodies walking around. That's actually quite understandable. You're starting to look a little thirsty. So can I tempt you with something to drink? Maybe something to eat as well, honey? Of course we have coffee. What kind of cafe would we be not to serve all the types of caffeine? And I really recommend ours. We just make it with such love and care for our customers. Let me go get the coffee pot for you, honey. hope I didn't keep you eagerly waiting for too long. Can't have a hard-working good boy like you running on no caffeine. And as you can see, I didn't just bring the coffee, but I wanted to add a little homemade warmth to it. You don't mind whipped cream, do you? Good, because this cream was made specially for this cafe by yours truly. It's just the perfect fluffy consistency and very tasty too. So did I tempt you enough to have a try? I'm so excited for you to try it. It just makes your coffee so much more yummy and creamy. I'm just obsessed with it. There you go, sweetheart. And I hope you will enjoy it. Wait, can I just dip my finger into the cream and just check if it's up to standard? Yeah. And I just suck it off my finger like this. Very creamy. And just a perfect amount of sweet. You'll certainly love it. Go on. Give it a try. Like it? Well, if you're a good boy and drink it up for me, maybe I'll treat you to another one. What about for eating, though? No, you're not fine, honey. You have to eat something with your coffee. And I especially don't want you working so hard on an empty stomach. So what would you like to eat, sweet pea? What would I recommend to you? Well, since it's your first time here, we sell all the typical American mom dishes, such as mac and cheese, pot pie, the best fluffy potatoes. Well, of course we sell sandwiches. What kind of bread? And what fillings would you like in it? Well, we have lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, ham, peppers. Basically, most fillings you can ever get on a sandwich. Yep, we have that. I'll be very quick to make it for you, and I will make it extra delicious just for you with my secret sauce. Oh, it's no problem. I really do go the extra mile, especially for someone out of town. Hey, my handsome boy. I have your sandwich here, also made with love. Doesn't that look so scrumptious? I know you were expecting a basic kind of sandwich, but I'm a MILF. I go above and beyond. I don't do simple. I want good boys like you to feel comfortable in this place, sweetie. And do you? I'm so happy to hear that. But you don't look very comfy to me. Because look at your posture, baby. You're curved over on that laptop. What am I going to have to tell you about sitting up straight? Oh, you're so worked to the bone on that thing that you're going to permanently mess up your stance. Well, you have to listen to me, honey, because this is the MILF Cafe after all. And you don't want to disobey your mommy, Pamela, now, do you? Good boy. Because I can help you with this problem, sweetie. I can get behind your chair and just start to massage your shoulders. How about that? And I'm going to keep massaging your shoulders gently like this so that you can still eat and work on whatever you're doing on there. Or if it's too much for you, I don't mind leaving you to get on with everything. Oh, you do want me to stay, baby? Really? Is that because you're feeling lonely tonight and you don't mind the company? It's okay to admit that, you know? That's what my job is for, honey. Mommy is here for you all the way. Oh, of course I don't mind staying with you either, baby. Don't even think that for a second that I'm not enjoying myself here, making you feel good. And also you're doing me a favor, because if you did want me to go, I'd just be around the back filing my nails or brewing up some more coffee. I'd much rather be spending time with you, baby. Not often a mysterious, good-looking man rolls up here to bring some excitement to my life. I'm too used to the locals here and the same old. Ugh. But you really do intrigue me, baby. You really do. So if you really do love what I'm doing to you, like this back massage, or even just making our way up to your skull, and then start playing with your hair, then you know I'm happy to do that for you. And more. And more. Well, you seem very intrigued by that, don't you? I would love to tell you what else I have up my sleeve, but it's not on the menu. It's another special of mine. Well, I'll give you a hint. It is like a dessert, but even better. And you don't get dessert until you've finished eating your sandwich. So you have a few more bites left. And then when I see that the plate is clear, like I know the good boy that you are, then I'll give you your reward if you want it. So right now, sweetie, just relax to these scalp scratches and finish up your meal. Shh, no need to rush. We don't want an upset tummy now, do we? I know you're excited to find out what's in store for you, but you can take your time if you want to. Mommy is definitely not going anywhere. Are you finished? Look at Mommy Pam's face, sweetie. Oh, let me just wipe some crumbs off your face there, you mucky little pup. Oh, what a good boy you are, eating all your food and not a drop left in your coffee cup either. I'm so proud of you. So, so proud. Are you ready for dessert now? Or do you think you're all full up to do anything? Oh, you're definitely up for it. Yeah, you must be feeling so tense after all of that work today. Come with me to the staff room, and I'll help you distress. Oh, you were very quick standing up, weren't you, baby? Just take my hand, and I'll give you the sweetest dessert of your life.